City Tour.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Town of Merseyside for a Friday morning with John Gibbons, and we've also got Alan Triggs in, who's going to play for us very shortly. Morning to you, Alan.
You okay? Morning.
And morning, Gibbo.
Morning.
You were just admiring then the teardrop explodes,
yeah.
And I reckon it's because of the trumpets. Is it?
Possibly, yeah. Maybe subconsciously, but it's a brilliant song, isn't it? I love the way it just ends.
It's just abruptly.
It's just such a finish. They've said everything they need to say. Brilliant. I think it's one of the best singles ever to come out of Liverpool. That's so made up to it this morning.
Could you do the trumpets?
Oh, Yeah, it's a nice line. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not sure about better, but it's a nice line to play that.
You see, trumpeters don't often get sort of the forefront of the song, do they?
That
is the main bit, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's nice to get the brass shoved to the front of it. As you say, it's normally just harmonies with the chorus, isn't it? But shoved to the front, and that's so good on them.
Oh, Alan, what local bands do you like, Alan?
Local bands, well, gotta love the Coral.
Good Whittle Boy, you see.
Zootons. Who else? Unsigned bands. Shout out to the Johns.
I put them on it. Liverpool loves it. A couple of weeks ago, I'll get them on. They're from Walton. They are young lads. Brothers, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it might even be three brothers.
One cousin and a mate.
So it's a family thing. But they've got that great thing that you only seem to get in families where they just harmonise with each other really, really easily. And really good, and they've got a dedicated follower. I got shouted at by various family members because they didn't think they'd had long enough on stage or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, and the singer was like, leave me alone.
It's like Sunday League football. You were getting battered by the family.
They are very good.
And have they all got John in the name, have they? Is that why it's
John?
No,
I don't even know where that name comes from.
It's a double J if people want to search for it. It's John's double J. I don't know where that came from either, but they are good.
Okay. Happy birthday to the legend, the boss, which is Bruce Springsteen, of course. We mention him every week on this show for some bizarre reason.
He always comes up.
67 today. Alan, we'll talk more about your music, but just give us a favourite lyric line. We can determine what sort of person you are. Oh. Any artists?
Let me think.
Go on, who is some of your favourite artists?
Well, gotta love the bit of the Beatles and Oasis and Weller.
Weller's got loads.
My mind's gone blank for lyrics now. Come back to me on that one. I'll get
Weller's got loads. Have you been to the jam exhibition yet?
It's about to end, isn't it?
Yeah. It is really good. I'd recommend people go down. It's down at the docks, isn't it? I can't remember what the building's called. Is it the Cunard?
It's Cunard.
It's one of the. It is really, really good, and they're going to do a big. Well, I say that they're going to do a big show. That's a bit misleading, but there's going to be a big show involving some of the jam. They're not quite saying who. To close it at the Echo Arena. So that looks kind of a really, really big event. So
what, you mean like Paul Weller? You don't know.
We'll have to wait and
see.
Sworn
secrecy.
I'm not sworn to secrecy. They're just
Alan,
not giving
knows,
a lot of.
He knows, doesn't he, Alan?
He's in the know, isn't he?
I can see on his face. He knows what's happening.
I'm just saying, Paul Weller's sister's organising it, and she said there's going to be a very special guest
down at the Echo Arena. Right. Also on my Twitter timeline that's just come up, just announced at the Echo Arena, rock legends Iron Maiden. Now, when I was young, I quite liked Iron Maiden.
Really?
But I quite like that big sort of scary thing they had behind them. The big. What was it?
It's got a name, hasn't it? I can't remember what he's called, but
it's like
he's
a massive puppet.
He's got a name, and I can't remember what his like a first name, but I can't remember what his name is. Yeah,
was it Eddie or something?
It is
like?
Eddie. Correct.
Is it Eddie?
Well
yeah.
done. Yeah, well
they sort of broke the mold, didn't they? For some of that stage show where they had
what you can do. Imagine trying to cart him around the country.
Oh my! I don't think that'll go in the Echo Arena, will it?
I'm not sure. I heard this morning Elton John's playing Witness.
Yes, that's true.
Widnes.
That's true as well. Where do you play in Widnes?
It must be the stadium. Where else would it be? The Select, isn't it? It's called.
I think Elton plays some rather unusual places. We went up the Lake District a few times last year, and there was always a giant sign that we pass in. Elton John appearing in... it was somewhere really odd, and I was thinking, is this a joke? And then Louisa, who works in our office, said, no, he is playing up there. So maybe Elton just likes to get into the communities.
It's good on him.
He'll be appearing in Congleton and all sorts next, won't he?
He's playing at the pub down the road from me next.
Alan, let's find a bit about yourself. Where did it all start? What is Alan Triggs? Is it just you?
Yeah, just me. Solo artist. Been playing the guitar since I was about 13. Started trying to sing when I was about 16. And then just doing the odd open mic at first. The first song I ever done live in front of anyone was The Verve, Lucky Man. And I was... bricking it. That was in the Mersey Clipper, right by Tranmere Rovers. And then I just put things on YouTube for years, just little covers and that, and then eventually started writing my own stuff. And then the last few years I've been trying to go for it and trying to push my own stuff as much as I can, really.
So 13, and then it was only at 16 you sort of thought, I can sing as well.
I never got into the guitar to sing. I got into the guitar because I just wanted to play it, and then I was just a guitarist for a few years, and I never
just
even thought...
just wanted to be all cool in the background.
I never even thought about being a singer. I never thought I'd be able to sing at all, and then eventually I just give it a go one day, and I got slightly better and better. You know, wasn't very good at first, but... you know, it just happened in the end. And...
well, was there never a temptation to go into a band? Was it are you quite a solitary character?
To be honest, I've always played, like, on my own, but I wouldn't say no to being in a band one day, but it's never happened at the moment. I'm pretty much a one-man band at the moment.
Like. Some people made to be on their own, Gibbo, and some people sort of more cut out to
be in a group. I think the benefits, obviously, of being on your own is you can take it kind of your own pace, and I mean that kind of... not necessarily negatively, more like positively. You know, if you when you really want to knuckle down and you say, oh, I want to do a lot this week, you know, you can do that and you can get out and you can just strap your guitar on and go to an open mic or whatever, as Alan says, and do a bit. And then when you're kind of not feeling it as much or you feel like you want to take a step back, and you could do that for a few weeks as well. In a band, it's a bit more difficult because you've got the drummer ringing you, asking you why you're not at practice. And so I think it does allow to, if it's someone like Alan who sounds like he's been on a kind of... as much as a personal discovery as anything else, sometimes it's easier to do that on your own, really, rather than trying to go at three other people's pace as well.
Is it also a lonely thing when you're on your own, though?
It can be.
You're trying to break through a bit more.
It can be a bit, yeah. I mean, sometimes you're travelling to a gig or an open mic night in the early days, and I still do them now and again, and you're just thinking, is anyone going to even be there? And you've got no one to talk to on the way. I can imagine being in a band is a lot more fun, put it that way. Travelling in a van up the country and just having a laugh and stuff.
Well, at least if no one's there, you can have a laugh with each other. Yeah. Other than just turn up on your own. And...
yeah, put the radio on and just to chill out on your own. But to be honest, I'm enjoying what I'm doing at the moment. I'm never say never with a band, but at the moment I'm happy doing it on a solo act.
So the Mersey Clipper was where it all started. Are you a Tranmere fan?
No, I'm a Liverpool fan.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's fair enough. And actually, George Sefton, we'll give him a plug here, is going to play your song tomorrow.
He is, yeah. Thanks, George. Much appreciated. I got in contact with him, and he likes to play the odd song by a local artist or band at match days, so he's going to put my new single on tomorrow, She's My Sunshine.
How chuffed were you with that?
Made me life. Just
it's made my life.
Not my come of it, but just the fact that my song is going to be played around the stadium is just a great feeling.
It's hard to imagine that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, having your song, having your dedicated 3 or 4 minutes in front of 30,000-40,000. That's great, isn't it?
I get excited enough when I just hear someone I know. You know, I'm like, oh, I know these. It's a T-Street or something. You know, I get excited enough, so I can't imagine.
And
you
I
know.
Can say... I can actually say I've played at Anfield.
In front of 40,000.
Yeah.
And did get beat.
And also, you were just saying as you came in, sorry, I was a bit sort of loose on this. You were saying something, right? You went to the top of some charts?
I've been involved with a local radio, online radio, unsigned artists, unsigned bands, called Round Sound Radio. And it's been going about a year now, but it's grew and grew and grew since the day one. Doug Fraun, who's the man behind it, and... it's brilliant. It gets artists together in the city and lets them network and lets them promote the stuff and, you know, go on to bigger platforms. But he has a top 20 once a week, and my song that you're going to play soon went to number one. It's been number one the other week. It went dropped down a bit and it's gone back to number one last night.
You've been watching his position on the charts, have you?
Yeah. Well, they do the countdown on Thursday night and...
Brilliant, like the olden days, like on a Sunday.
Love it.
Yeah.
Who was it? I was going to say Kid Jensen. It wasn't Kid Jensen. Who used to do it? Radio 1 in the 80s and 90s. And it used to be compulsively, in fact, at my early age, used to tape it. Used to have a cassette in which you tape the top 20.
I did the top 40. I remember that.
Trying to stop it behind the tour.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. And the tape broke, didn't it? Or it mashed, or it all went wrong. Right, let's play your song then. She's My Sunshine. So what's this about?
It's about my girlfriend. I can't say anything other than that.
Oh, now what a lovely day. What a better way than the week I'm next to you. Let's go out today. Drive far away. We'll find something to do. me grow and you made me feel alright. She's my sunshine, my blue sky. She's my music, my delight. I can meet myself around you, glad I found you after all this time. Never seen a love so true, and I don't feel blue. She makes me feel too. She makes everything better. I even let her help me to get clean. She just can't help caring, don't mind sharing. She made me chase my dream. She's my sunshine, my blue sky. She's my music, my delight. She's my sunshine, my blue sky. She's my music.
Alan Trigg's She's My Sunshine. Brilliant. And the first thing, as soon as she started singing there, I looked at Gibbo and I went, is that the same person?
Yeah, and he's just brought someone else's single and blacked it.
Brilliant. Very, very great. Good. Almost sound a little bit countrified, a little bit American, a little bit.
Yeah, it's got that Americana feel to it, definitely. There's a bit of a style of that at Liverpool. I remember there was a band called The Bandits who around a while ago had that kind of, yeah, that, he had a similar kind of raspy voice as well, John Robbo. They were great, The Bandits.
And you wrote that for lovely Kate, your other half, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, does she like it?
She loves it, yeah.
She's got it, hasn't she?
Yeah, there's another one I've written about, but that's the only one that's out there to buy, so that's a little claim to fame.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
The second song you're picking out, you're going to play live now. It's quite personal, really. It's about your dad who's had some demons throughout his life. Tell us a little bit more.
He's always loved the drink. You know, even to this day. And the song's got, it's just basically a day in the life of Algy, which Algy is his nickname he had when he was younger, and that's the name of the song. All the lyrics are true, but it's a bit of a bittersweet song, you know, but very personal.
Okay, take it away.
Algy, pudding and pie. If I don't laugh, I think I'll cry. Up in the PM, carpe diem. Fiver on the lecky, beer for his brekkie. And by the time it's 2:30, shovels about with nothing to do. Jeremy Kyle, for a while, life and soul of his local door of it. Algy was an alcoholic, sitting upon his throne, sipping on a tin of super, smoking roll-ups to the bone. Yeah, Algy was an alcoholic, sitting upon his throne, sipping on a tin of super, smoking roll-ups to the bone. Yeah,
Time drips away, now it's almost four. Beer's all gone and he needs some more. Back to the office, not drinking coffee, no, not today. This is just been a bit old, yeah. And as the sun goes down, he's happy inside. He numbed the pain of his empty life. Wakes up tomorrow, pain and the sorrow are back to stay. It's like Groundhog Day, oh yeah. The algae was an alcohol sitting upon his throne, sipping on a tail of super, smoking roll-ups to the bone. The algae was an alcohol sitting upon his throne, sipping on a tin of super, smoking roll ups to the bone. Ah-da-ba-ba. Whoa.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. I mean, you're listening to the words more than anything.
Yeah.
Gibbo, isn't it? It's, you say it's sort of bittersweet, isn't it? It's
yeah,
sad.
It is. It's just, I really like songs like that where there's such the contrast between the music and the lyrics. You listen to the guitar playing and it's quite jolly, really, isn't it? Especially, you know, that chorus. So then obviously there's such a reflection with the lyrics, but then I guess that's how we feel about people, isn't it? That's how we, you know, there's happy and sad in our relationships with anyone. So that contrast is sort of quite real. Yeah, that was lovely. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks very much.
Is it hard to write?
That one, it sort of just happened, to be honest. I think I had the tune. I had the chords and all that, and I didn't know what song it was going to be. And then I was driving to work one day, and I just, in my head, it just come out of nowhere, and it just, the chorus come in my head. Algae was an alcoholic, that word, and I just thought, and I was just driving to him from work for a few days, and then I was adding to it in my head, and then I thought, let's put that to them chords, and then eventually I the words came, because I wasn't trying to think of a lyric, it was just, it's the truth, I was just thinking, what does he do, I just thought about him and what he does, and made sure it rhymed.
Well, I should say you're close to your dad. You live with
your dad. Yeah, I live with my dad.
And you've just showed us the single. You've got this amazing artwork done for this single on a CD.
Yeah.
With a pic of your dad. And who's drawn this for
me,
you?
Me, mate, Alan Barmer. He's a tattooist. He works in Liverpool and he's a fantastic artist. And I didn't want a picture. I wanted my dad on the cover to show what the song was about, but I wanted it to be drawn, so I give my mate just a picture on my phone, sent him it, and he come back and he drew it to, like, it was a photograph. It was unbelievable talent, and I made up with the cover. Yeah, but
did you write the song almost to sort of tell your dad how you were sort of seeing
maybe,
him?
I don't know why it happened, to be honest. Maybe it was, it just came out. The lyrics come out when I listened back to it. I just thought, wow. And my brother and sister heard it, and especially my sister. She went, that is so true. It's my dad. That song sums my dad up completely.
What does Algie think about it?
He was a bit taken back at first when I first played it to him. A little bit of a tear in his eye. I don't know whether it was a bit of mixture of emotions probably, but he loves it now. He's proud, yeah, he loves it.
Brilliant stuff. Excellent song. Is that one out as well or
That's
not?
That's on iTunes. That was part of an EP. That was the first EP I ever released. It's called Algae. It's got three songs on it, including that one.
Okay, if you like either of those songs, that's Alan Triggs. Absolutely superb song.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.